If you are a self-publishing author, you'll want to make sure your book goes through the same stages of editing as it would if you were traditionally publishing. You don't want to sacrifice quality, even if you decide to take on some of the editing work yourself. As a business owner, you'll know you either need to hire a writer or become a writer. Welcome to the show where you'll hear conversations covering everything you need to know about writing for and about your business. Hi, and welcome back to the show. Today I wanted to talk about editing and specifically which type of editor you might like to hire at different stages of your writing journey. This is an audio version of a blog post I wrote a while back, and the post was written in response to a question from a client. The client's question was, should I get my friend to proofread my draft before I send it to you? And my answer might surprise you because I said, no, I wouldn't at this stage. Now, my client is a self-publishing author. She's writing her book in English, which isn't her mother tongue. Although she's a fluent English speaker, she's worried about her written grammar and not very confident in her writing. She's still at the big picture stage in her writing journey, and the last thing she needs is someone correcting her apostrophes and reworking her words before she's had time to shape her ideas. So a better answer to the question, should I get my friend to proofread my draft before I send it to my editor or writing coach, is actually, it depends. It depends on which stage of the writing journey you're at and what kind of support you're looking for. If you're hiring a developmental editor to look at the structure and content of your ideas, do you really want to use up your favour credits with your friend now, or would it be better to wait until you're clear on the structure and content of your book and then get your friend to do the proofreading? Ideally, that would save you money on your proofreader at the end of your process, as depending on your friend's skills as a proofreader, your manuscript will be in better shape when you do send it for professional proofreading. Of course, if your friend is happy to do endless rounds of proofing, then that's another matter entirely. But just think about how frustrating it would be to spend hours perfecting a chapter or section of your book only to decide to cut it. And this is something that often slows writers down, is when they, instead of opening the page and starting to write, they'll go spend their writing time going over what they wrote the day before and just perfecting every single sentence and not actually making any progress. So this would be, I think, in this case, a case of editing for style and grammar too soon. I'm an advocate of allowing things to take the time that they need to. A fan of slow writing, allowing ideas to percolate and words to sit before getting them out. There is a place for calling in friends and beta readers to help with reading for sure, but proofreading for grammar at the big ideas stage is not always it. Take your time and don't rush to perfection because you might just lose something along the way. If you're asking for feedback on early tender drafts, ask for feedback on ideas and content and not on language. I have got a post on the blog about how to ask for the right feedback at different stages of the writing journey, so I will link to that in the show notes. And the other point is there to make sure you're careful about who you get that feedback from. If you are thinking about hiring professionals at different stages of the writing journey, I just wanted to talk you through the type of editors you might need. Some editors do more than one type of editing, and editors don't always use the same term, so it is best to check and see if they offer the service you're looking for. If you are a self-publishing author, you'll want to make sure your book goes through the same stages of editing as it would if you were traditionally publishing. You don't want to sacrifice quality, even if you decide to take on some of the editing work yourself. Editing always goes from big picture, or from book to word, from macro to micro. Don't start by editing the words and then go back to edit the structure. Typos and other surface level errors are the last ones that you'll want to weed out. So you can think of it as going from text to chapter to paragraph to sentence to punctuation, and proofreading goes the other way. And I've got a diagram of that on my blog post if you want, if you're a visual learner. So the main stages of editing you'll come across in your book writing process are, I'm going to talk you through five kind of main types of editing you might want to hire out. So the first is a manuscript critique, and this is especially useful if you're a first or second time publishing author who may not have access to the same level of editorial support as those traditionally publishing. So when an editor is providing a manuscript critique, often called a manuscript appraisal, you'll get feedback on your book's strengths and weaknesses. Your style, structure, pacing, and other important aspects of your book are going to be evaluated. You can expect feedback on the macro and a micro level, but not so much feedback on a micro level. So that's on the sentence structure and things like that, that it's overwhelming for you. And manuscript critique can be really good help in your writing development. And it's for this reason that it's recommended for first time or second time authors. Second type of editing I wanted to talk about is developmental editing. Now, developmental editor focuses on the overall structure and content of your book. A developmental editor is going to ensure that your book is well organized with a focused message and easy to understand. You'll also get suggestions about changes to the content to be in line with your aims. Not every author is going to need a developmental editor, but again, if you're a first-time author, especially, someone to help you with the big picture stuff can be useful. Or maybe you didn't spend much time in the planning phase of writing your book and you've just got a load of notes. You're trying to put them together into a decent structure. So a developmental editor can help you at the planning stage, often as a writing coach, helping to make sure you're off to a good start. Third type of editing I wanted to talk about is line editing. Now, a line editor focuses on your writing. They're going to look at your sentence structure, grammar, and style, making sure your writing is clear and concise and that it flows well. They may suggest changes to wording to make it more engaging or help you better achieve your goals. If you aren't sure of your style or you want to make your writing more zingy, or you just think that there are sections that feel clunky and could do with sprucing up, then line editing might be a good option for you. The fourth type of editing I wanted to talk about, a copy editor who focuses on the mechanical details of the book. So they're going to look at grammar, punctuation, spelling, and formatting, and are going to make sure that your book is consistent and error-free. A copy editor may suggest changes to the wording to make sure your writing is clearer. Most authors will need a copy editor. No matter how thorough you are, there will always be something that slips through the net, and nothing is more annoying to readers than paying good money for a book that hasn't been professionally edited. So the fifth and final type of editing, you'll notice we're going from macro to micro or from book to punctuation, as it were. The fifth type is proofreading. And this is at the final pass. So a proofreader is going to catch any surface level mistakes in grammar, punctuation, spelling, and formatting. They're going to ensure your book is error free and ready for publishing. You want as little meddling here as possible. This is because proofreading happens after formatting generally, which is why you need to go through the other editing stages first. Again, this is a stage of editing that is 100% recommended for authors, no matter your experience and expertise. And this is definitely a stage of editing that needs to be outsourced, even if you have got your friend to proofread it before it goes to your professional proofreader. So to figure out which editor to hire, consider the stage of editing your book is in. If it's in the early stages and you need help with structure and content, go for a developmental editor. If it's in the later stages and you need help with writing, line editing, copy editing, or proofreading will be what you need. If you're not sure what you need, then one thing to do could be ask for a manuscript critique or to chat to an editor. So I hope you found this useful, and I'll link to the show notes some useful resources on editing and some of the blog posts I've talked about in this episode. Take care now. Happy writing. If you need more help with your writing, head on over to my website, lizzytangi.com, where you can find a ton of resources to help you. There's a free author workbook to help you decide which book to write and focus your ideas, along with daily email guidance from me for a week as you work through the questions in the workbook. You'll also find links to everything mentioned on this show in the show notes.